You a heads up about this, but our sermon this morning is a little different. One of the things I noticed as Leslie and I have been doing these gatherings of the ages, as we're calling them, meeting with folks from different sort of decades of life, you go around the circle, and what brought people here to CMCL, what continues, and I would guess probably 75% of people say the music is one of the things that drew them. So hopefully you will be supportive of us doing something a little bit experimental this morning with this sermon, and it will involve music. So this month, February, there's a project, a national project that happens every February, and it's called February is Album Writing Month. And basically it's a chance to give for songwriters to accept the challenge to try to write a song every other day in the month of February. So obviously it's a writing prompt. I mean, probably no one has like put out their album of songs written in 48-hour increments, but it's a really, really helpful writing prompt. And you know that songwriters all over the country are, you can see them logged in on the website, groups are meeting, people are taking this on together. And this month, I just so happened to know that while I was doing this challenge, that Daryl Snyder was also taking this on. And Andrew Pauls, who you may remember did an internship here one summer when he was a student at Goshen College. He's a local songwriter and attends East Chestnut Street Mennonite. So I had this harebrained idea this week, and I said, so all of us have signed on to writing songs in a short amount of time. What if we would all take the passage from today, from the Luke passage, and use that as a songwriting prompt? So what you'll be hearing this morning is three songs that were written in the past 72 hours. around this text in Luke of Simon and the fishing nets. So it's a little bit of a different kind of exegesis, but you'll hear three ways that three of us dove into this text. And we're going to start, Andrew's not here this morning, but he shared the song that he wrote with us, I think at about 1 a.m., is that right, this morning? actually, I'd like to ask the ushers if you'd be willing. I have lyric sheets. I figured since these are newer songs, and also since this is our diving into the text today, I wanted you to be able to read along with the lyrics if that's helpful to you. So it's the lyrics to my song and Daryl's and Andrew's. So we're going to start off by listening to Andrew's song and his lyrics. His song is called Horizon. We probably will need to share a little bit on the lyrics. There are over 100 copies, but we may need to do some sharing on the lyrics. So, and do you want to read his paragraph before or after we write the song? So I just want to thank Daryl for taking this on with me.
Well, this was actually a great experience, opportunity for me, because this was actually the first song I was able to write in the first 10 days of February. So we'll see how many more it can inspire. More about that later. So Andrew's, this is actually on the fawm.org website. And this is his post there, part of it. And just wanted to read the paragraph that he wrote, the liner notes there. Loosely inspired by a passage in Christian scriptures where Jesus tells the apostles to cast the nets on the other side of the boat when they weren't catching anything. Not sure if the speaker is the fish or the divine or what. I suppose the song turned into a larger metaphor for doing life. It's one of those songs that will reveal itself to me later, and I'm not sure what it means right now. I just really love the texture I got out of my little Casio synth. So you'll hear his guitar, his banjo playing, and his synthesizer. So this is Andrew Pauls doing his song, Horizon. Hopefully you'll be able to hear it. Thank you.
Get up and get dressed in the dark. Go ahead, put on your warmest clothes. Out to the water neath the stars, looking for a different kind of ghost. Trying to find another cure. In the water, in the sand, where the horizon meets the shore. It's where I was, it's where I am. Pushing out to waters dark and deep, with empty nets and buoyant hearts. Here we grow the secrets we can't keep, and this is when the waiting starts. Trying to find another cure. In the water, in the sand, where the horizon meets the shore. It's where I was, it's where I am. It's where I was, it's where I am. Cast your nets on the other side, where hope abounds, the fragrant flowers bloom. Where you look is where I hide, and tell me now who's catching whom. Trying to find another cure, in the water, in the sand, where the horizon meets the shore. Get up and get dressed in the dark. Go ahead, put on your warmest clothes. Out to the water neath the stars, looking for a different kind of ghost.
So, I like songwriting because it's sharing the songs with others is a wonderful way to sort of let you into my head. But also, I hope that I think Andrew's is a great example of this. The song sort of allows you to enter into the song in your own way, through your own experiences, and interpret it as you wish. And as Andrew said, that he'll keep learning things from his song. It's true, I've kept learning things from my songs. They teach me. So I'm not trying to teach or preach anything in this song, if no matter what the words say. If anything, it's teaching, talking to me. And as I was thinking through how do you respond to a scripture passage in a song, for me it was sort of imagining the context of the story and the people who were there and what would it have really been like. What were people thinking as these things happened, and you know, do we really know that it happened exactly the way they said in the writing of the story? And I enjoyed playing with a little bit of past and present tenses going back and forth, and a little bit of subjunctive in there maybe. And I was realizing how Jesus probably was a polarizing figure. At least some people really liked him and wanted to follow him and do nothing else but follow him and listen to him. And there were others who hated him, people in power particularly, people he made uncomfortable. And I can hear Simon Peter saying, when Jesus says, go out again, cast your nets again, you didn't do it right the first time or something. He didn't say that. But I could hear Simon Peter thinking sort of that what does this guy know? He's not a fisherman. We've been out there all night. We caught nothing, but he wants us to go back again. Sure, we'll go out again and drop those nets again and see what happens. And then how must he have felt when coming back? So anyway, those are my thoughts. We'll see if I can get through the song.
Two boats empty on the shore, long night, longer faces. Morning sun warms the sand, longing people wanting graces. What did he teach while from a boat? What did the crowding people hear? Why parables of sheep and goats? Why so often do not fear? Have you failed? Try again. This time go a little deeper. Cast your net out wider than this time might just be a keeper. Did they follow his direction with faith or with a bit of snark? How do you read the inflection? Is it grouper or is it shark? What would he have known of fishing? Building boats was more his trade. Well, maybe he just knew their wishing or the fish's deeper shades. Well, have you failed? Try again. This time go a little deeper. Cast your net out wider than this time might just be a keeper. Two boats full come back to shore, and as with any long-told story, it's hard to tell fact from lore, and this one wags a tale of glory. I hope the fishes were not wasted, maybe dried for future feasts. Now the leaving does seem hasty, irresponsible at least. Well, have you failed? Try again. This time go a little deeper. Cast your net out wider than this time might just be. Well, have you failed? Try again. This time go a little deeper. Cast your net out wider than this time might just be. Cast your net out wider than this time might just be. This time just might be.
I wish I had tuned my guitar before I played. what did I think I wanted to say before? There was something, but it'll come to me later, and you can ask me.